Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I'm your host, the Nintendo Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. Hey, people, how's it going? Yeah, I haven't done a podcast in quite a while, and probably for good reason, too, which I can't even remember what reason that was. Anywho. So, yes, what's been going on? I'm stuck at this one part in God of War. I haven't played Demon's Souls in quite a while. I didn't even touch my Skylanders in a while, which I don't even know why. You know, it's a good game and stuff. And I don't know why I haven't even touched it, you know. And, I mean, I've got enough characters to gather all the elements, you know. So, you know, before I was working on leveling up, you know, to try and, you know, progress to the story. And my nephew, you know, I believe got bored of him as well, you know. And every time he would play with me, you know, on this, he would try and, you know, just take over, you know. It wasn't, you know, an us team, it was a him team, you know. And I was just tagging along, you know. But he can't blame him, you know, that's just how he plays, you know. He's used to playing by himself. But anywho, yeah, every now and then I'll touch upon, that's right, I forgot to tell you guys, I beat Bioshock 2, I finally got to see the ending, which is sad, you know, it's like, you're gonna just take my memories and that's it, you know, oh my god, you know. What the heck? And Bioshock Infinite. What the heck happened with that? It's a completely different storyline from what I can tell. You know, there's no real parallel to the other Bioshocks. Which, okay, maybe it's a new story arc, you know. Maybe they're going to continue with another game, you know. Bioshock Infinite 2, you know. And maybe they'll come back to the original Bioshock thing. But yeah, you know, instead of, you know, powers, you get these things of vigor, you know. Which, since I pre-ordered it, you know, I got a couple of added things. Now, in the original Bioshocks, you had gene tonics, which was like, you know, just added abilities, you know. Well, they have in the form of clothes. And with the pre-order, there was a code I put in which gave a patch for the Bioshock Infinite that allowed me to receive these three clothing items. One was like traitor. Somebody hits you, they get bull rushed. And then the third one is like extra money, you know. I get extra money from something rather. I didn't read the whole thing. Still have yet to download soundtrack. And I had finally decided to pull my VCR over to my girlfriend's apartment. So, I'm sorry, our apartment. So I could take my niece's videotapes and convert them to DVDs. So that way she can actually watch them. You know, because nobody actually has a VHS player anymore, you know. I understand. Why not just let her use the VHS player? Well, what if she wants to watch them again? What if the tapes break? You know, what if the tapes get fried up and stuff? You know, and I tried doing this on my Windows 7 64-bit system, and it would not go. So, okay, all right, I'll look for different drivers. And No, there are no drivers for my model of my Pinnacle Dazzle DVC 90 whatever 464 bit. So, okay, fine. Mentioned this for 32 bit. So, I go home, I grab another hard drive, and in the midst of testing it, my sweet Blu-ray burner, which I've only like burned like two or three Blu-rays from, you know, I must have pulled out the cable out of that, but that shouldn't have had broke off, you know, it connector actually broke off, which I don't understand. It broke the fuck off. Oh my god. Yeah, I was depressed that day. Oh boy. I mean, it's $70 to replace, though, but still, it shouldn't even got that far. So, anyways, I loaded 32-bit Windows 7. Installed the drivers and everything else I could think of, you know, for video editing, whatever. And then I installed the Pinnacle drivers. Normally I use AM Capture, which is the program that comes with it. That allows you to record what you get from the input. And, well, what you get from the dongle, you know, which I hook up directly to the VCR. And video I get, great, excellent. Audio I don't. So go on Pinnacle's website, download the drivers for it. Nothing. I finally tried this other software and it's asking me to activate it, which for some reason or another it's not letting me activate. So I said screw it and I'm putting XP back on this one hard drive. That's about where I'm at with that. God of War, I'm stuck at one part, you know, after I get some eyes of the Foreseer, the Oracle. I finally got to that point, you know, and I mean, that is a really hard stinking level. I mean, oh my god. Platform starts to raise, and it locks in place by these two hands that are off in the distance. And flipping it, you know, a whole horde of monsters, you know, come up, and you know, I want to say after a few days of trying to beat these guys, I finally beat them and I was able to move on to the next level. So, it went up to the second set of hands, you know, and a different set of rows came up and I had a different set of beasts to try and beat up, you know. The problem is it doesn't give you much more health, and I practically used all my magic energy. And I'm frustrated to the max, you know. And then it's after I die, after getting this far, I have to go back to the beginning and defeat the monsters that I originally had trouble defeating, and go from there again. Crap. I mean, what's nice about the game, you know, is that you are able to progress pretty quick, you know. And if you keep pretty observant, you know, and stuff, you can actually power up all your items, you know, that you get. And which is pretty cool, you know. It gives you stuff from lightning to death, to fire, to electricity, you know. I mean, I love how they do this game, you know. And okay, Yes, there are tits in the game. Yes, there are bear tits in the game. Which my sweetie saw, and she's like, oh, boy. You know, like, oh, you're in trouble, and you were going to get it. Yeah. But, you know, I think she was okay with it, you know. But I pointed out to her, you know, that's the reason why I don't want my nephew to see this game or even play the series of games. You know, it's kind of odd, you know, seeing things from the opposite side of the gambit, you know. I don't know why I say gambit, but the opposite side of the spectrum, if you will, you know, whatever you want to say it, which requires the opposite side. Me, you know, trying to yell at a 10-year-old boy, you know, that he's not supposed to do this, not supposed to do that, not supposed to see this and see that. But when I was like 9, 10, you know, I was doing the same things he was, with the exception of, you know, BB guns, you know. But yeah. And then, you know, I'm listening to back episodes of the Second Funniest Podcast. I hear him talking about, you know, the different Lego games, you know, Lego Batman, for instance, you know. And I mean, just the way that they made, like, Lego Batman sounded, and Lego Harry Potter, you know. I got the Star Wars one, you know, for, like, PlayStation 2, I believe. I mean, did I just really get, the sucky one, you know, and miss out on the Harry Potter and the Batman one, which I'll eventually get, you know, because I have all the systems. But, yeah, yeah. Let's see, what else? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, yes. About a week ago, or maybe, yeah, about a week ago, I bought a triple pack of movies for, on DVD. Basically, it was like a Kevin James special, Laugh Out Loud special, they called it. It was three discs. It had, let's see, if I can remember what was on top. Grown Ups, which, awesome movie. Got to watch that all the way through. No problems. Went through Paul Blart Mall Cop. Okay, yeah, I already own the movie, but you know what? It's part of the three pack, so what? You know, good movie. And then I get to Zookeeper. Zookeeper. And about halfway into the movie, you know, after, spoiler alert, when he meets the ex-boyfriend that's over-masculine, you know, and he tries to compete with him, this message pops up on the screen for this Civia digital rights management thing, you know. Or it said it's going to temporarily mute the audio. I'm like, what the fuck? And it says because this player is not authorized. It's a Sony Blu-ray player. And it's a legitimate DVD. So, what the fuck do I have to do to be fucking legitimate, you know? So, I'm pissed at that. And so, after trying to futz with that, you know, I move it to my PS3, okay? Maybe my PS3 will be a little more adaptable. You know, after trying to, you know, run updates on that player and my PS3, which it's pretty much the same player, just different aspects. You know, one actually does games and crap. And can actually download other apps and stuff. No, I get that actually at an earlier point. I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I mean, finally, after crying and whining about it, we go to Walmart, like the next night, and, well, one, especially because I didn't have a I threw out my receipt because my sweetie forced a habit of throwing out receipts, and like, well, why do you keep receipts, you know? Well, okay, I'll just throw them away. Anywho, I'll try to do this quick, and, because I'm at my house, but, yeah, I mean, it's so ridiculous. But yeah, I ended up getting Zookeeper at out of the $5 bin, so I ended up spending another $5 just for a movie that I already own, and it's bullshit, you know. I mean, all right, folks, I'm gonna talk to you guys later if I can remember where I left off. But yeah, hopefully you'll be happier. Talk to you guys in a bit. Oh, dang it. I recorded. Anyways, welcome back to the Impromptu No Sense podcast. Hey, folks. I started recording and I got 6 minutes in and I'm like, whoa, wait. Well, I had to stop and get gas, but anywho. And I realized I was starting a new recording versus continuing the old one. So, let's hope I can remember what I talked about. Let's see. I was talking about... Oh, yes. Last night was my niece's concert, which I had an awesome time watching her sing. And, well, to make a long story short, I got to work with all the drivers and stuff. The test copy this morning. Not sure if you got the whole tape. And I only set the timer for 4 hours. But I checked it this morning. Amazing quality. Very nice. It was such a pain this last couple days. I gotta make room for to do some video games. Recently I found a copy of Myst for the old version of PC, which I have an emulator of DOS, so it might work on that. If it does, great. I want to see it. I want to seriously try this. If not, I'm going to have to look and see how I can view this. Hey, maybe I have to load another hard drive with a different operating system, which... If I have to install Windows 3.11... I'm fucked. I would be fucked. But I believe it says it runs off of... Well, it's a PC DOS 5.0, which... not sure about. Anywho. Oh, shoot. What was I going to talk about? Damn. Don't you hate that? Oh, shoot. I'll pause this for a minute. Yeah, and, I'm sorry. Welcome back. Anywho, I also decided to bring over, Fear and Dead Space. Which... Yeah, I'm hoping I can just attach to the Steam player, you know, and stuff, so that way I can not have to worry about discs anymore. Oh man, today's gonna be a good lunch because they got this double burger that's got pepper jack cheese on it. Tabasco sauce. I
believe they're putting jalapenos on it. It's called Put the Fire Out.
Woo!
Very spicy. Very tasty, too, apparently. I am so tired. Me and my sweeties stayed up last night organizing food from the food pantry. See what was expired and what wasn't. And the macaroni, we had a box of macaroni and cheese that was already expired. And really? Really?
Did nobody check the expiration date?
Which, you know, it can be contested that does dried fruit ever go bad, really? Possibly, maybe. I suppose, you know, like mummification, you know, if everything's all dry, what's to go bad? Decay needs moisture and bacteria. Well, moisture, warmth, and bacteria. I suppose that's equivalent of a fire triangle. So, yeah. So, now I'm at work. And I gotta go. I'm sorry, folks. There isn't much more in this podcast right now. That's all I can give you. Thanks for listening to the Impromptu No Sense podcast. I've been your host, The Agenda Freak, a.k.a. Richard W. If you'd like to leave me an audio comment, you can dial 510-4737-325. That's 510-4737-325. That stands for freak, folks. 510-47-FREAK. Or if you'd like to choose to email me instead, you can email me at nocentspod@gmail.com. That's nocentspod@gmail.com. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. If my domain doesn't ever give up, it's tnfreak. I'm sorry. It's tnftv.blogspot.com. Hey, so thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. I'll catch you guys later.